BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Welcome. Our listener Verity needs her rap naming, so get your stories in, please.
We've done this a few times before, haven't we? So it's good to have a new thing to get named. It just guarantees amazing stories for the show.
Oh, there's so many, which you'll hear later on this week in the show. But yeah, get in touch if you've got a rat, normally an ex, that you want to name. Also, there's a man who rides naked roller coasters for fun and asked me anything. The only woman alive to have never heard Lewis Capaldi on our show before. And we have a shocking discovery about Love Island.
Scott Mills.
Chris, you've already been on Radio 1 today.
I have, yeah. I was wedging Greg James this morning.
Was there any particular reason why I never got to the bottom of that?
Yeah, so he was doing the fat controller. There was a fact about wedges and wedgies, potato wedges. And it led into a conversation where I was wondering if you could wedgie someone so hard they could eat their own pants. So as in right over the back, over the head.
Yeah.
And therefore eat it.
It was extreme.
Well, it's science. And that's what we experimented with this morning. I tried it on Greg. Do you know what? I didn't know my own strength. He's a tall guy and he's a slight guy.
I know.
But there's, you know, I had him over the table there.
I know.
Lifted by his pants.
I was
suspended.
I was surprised about the strength of it as well.
He did this weird thing just before it as well. Try and explain this one, Scott. So before we did it, he was like, well, just give us a second. Like, and he moved. He put his hand down his trousers and tried to move. He's moved something to allow the wedgie, or he thought it'd help. But I can't imagine what he's done down there to try and help the situation.
What's he doing? Just putting them to the left?
Well, I don't know. Because even if you put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak, it's... you know, you're asking for trouble when I lift him from behind there.
A lot of people mentioning the high-quality underwear on display as
well. I know, right?
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This time last week, we spoke to another of life's extraordinary people on Ask Me Anything. You know, Chris, when we speak to these people who have achieved so much in their lifetimes, it just makes me think, what have I achieved?
No, don't do that thing. A lot of people feel like this on a Monday. You should never feel like this. I see it as opportunity. We speak to these types of people, and I think, brilliant, by the end of this week, I'm going to have what they have. And that's how we should all think.
Yeah, but what have I actually achieved? Think about it.
Well,
yeah.
No, I don't think... I think that's very sad to hear. Look at you. Look at the job we get to do at the moment. It's great fun. What are you saying? You know it is, really.
No, it's really fun.
Yeah, but this is what I mean. You're digging yourself out because we do speak to extraordinary people and they can make you feel inadequate.
Yeah. I mean, what have I got? Britain's Funniest DJ, 2005.
Is that the last? No, that can't have been. No. Come on, we're
one
doing
of the
all right.
Last ones.
No.
Yeah, but we didn't invent Jenga, though, did we?
No, exactly.
So last week we spoke to this girl called Leslie, lovely lady, who she just sold 80 million Jenga sets worldwide. No big deal.
Do you think there'll ever be a Jenga movie?
That's good, like Lego.
I don't know. I shall ask Hasbro.
Hasbro's my favourite.
I'm going to ask Hasbro, darling.
Yeah, that's so much. That's so money, it's amazing.
It's so good.
Oh. Well, yeah, look, if you do make a movie, can you give us a role as a couple of blocks in it?
I'd love that. Yeah!
We have another one of life's special people on Ask Me Anything. We don't know who we're going to be put through to, but they put them through, and then we just ask away.
Scott Mills.
Michael in Bracknell, you're so right. Thank you for your positivity. You're right, I do have a bridge named after me.
Yeah, and you'll always have the crab. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about that. What a legacy to have as well. You know, one day they'll look back and that's Scott Mills from Radio 1. You remember him. He did the crab on Strictly.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yeah, I had people doing the crab back at me again at the weekend at Butlins and Skegness.
Mate, I was DJing on Friday night and I think they were more fussed about Steve being there than me.
Steve.
They were like, Steve.
Were they?
Yeah, it's weird.
I got loads of people going, what day is Father's Day? Do you think, like, so many people, because of this show, know that?
I don't know. I worry. We text it to each other all the time.
What day is Father's Day, Sunday?
What day is Father's Day? But I reckon loads of people don't know it and we think it's funny.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put this to the test a bit later and see how many people know. But it's from a quiz that was on New Zealand radio quite a few years ago.
Father's Day.
What about Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh. Ooh. No, I don't know.
I don't know. You're close. I just need the question.
Ooh.
Like,
I'm not too sure.
Like, the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
Ooh. All I know is Father's Day.
Yeah. You're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Like, the 31st?
Scott Mills. Remember,
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Does everyone in the world know that clip? We'll find out later. Do you remember a while back we had listeners volunteering some animals and then you could name someone after it? So there was a cockerel. We invited your nominations on that for someone that has been a bit of a cockerel to you. And there was a snake as well, so we got loads of people naming and shaming their snaky exes. Remember this one?
Jeffrey is my biological father, and he actually had an affair with our next door neighbour, who also was our babysitter.
Oh.
Oh, my word.
He actually used to go out to snooker, and rather than heading down to the snooker club, he would just take his cue down to the car park at the end of the road.
Classic. Yeah.
Hide his way back up, and he was probably shooting balls next door.
Sorry. That's amazing.
That was one of the nominations. And do you remember the girls that, like, ganged up on this guy after he was seeing both of them at the same time and got a real nice glass of wine all over him?
So, for poor Maria, I picked up the glass of wine and it was a really good shot. I hit his very nice-looking suit at every angle.
I wasn't expecting this one either. So who was she cheating with?
Well, it was actually someone I knew pretty well. I've sort of known him quite a while.
Right.
It was my dad.
So many stories.
It's an ex-boyfriend. His name is James. He decided to move in with me. We merged our houses, bring his sofa, chuck mine out, which was perfectly fine. He ghosted me and then didn't hear from him until January when he said, I will come and get my stuff. So I said, right, great, I really need you to, but we need to have a sensible conversation about the sofa and the mattress, which I can't really afford to replace. And he said, but I really like that sofa. Well, I'm on holiday next week and I'm just worried I'm going to come home to no sofa, no mattress, because he's still got a house key.
Oh, so many good ones. And good news, one of our listeners has another animal that needs a name. That's next.
Scott Mills.
So, Verity, what do you have that needs a name?
A pet rat.
Excellent. I mean, this is the perfect follow-up to the cock and the snake, isn't it?
Well, you say that. With the nice thing about the cockerel is it could be any number of stories that really led to the cockerel being named, you know, as long as that person was a massive... But with rat, I immediately think love rat. There's going to be a lot of stories on that front, isn't it?
Yeah, get in touch with us, 81199. Why doesn't your rat have a name at the moment?
Because I recently rescued her from an owner, so she has her old owner's name, so I need a new name for her.
Okay, what's the current name?
Lyra.
Lyra?
Yeah.
What's that name?
I don't know. I thought
what's
it was a bit weird.
What do you mean, what's that name? What kind of name is a good rat name?
Not that.
I've got three others that I've called Margaret and Sandy and Coco.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I actually can't think of one good rat name at the moment, which is funny in itself.
I know one.
Go on.
Gavin.
Gavin?
Yeah.
You'd call a rat Gavin?
Yeah, it's just personal experience.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So that's obviously a personal story. Mm. And that's kind
and
of
Jason.
Jason as well?
Yeah.
What about Dean?
Don't trust Deans either, to be honest.
No, but I thought that came from a bad experience.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
So these are the kind of stories we want, isn't it? With a bit more information, probably, that would lend you to want to call someone, a rat.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, she is a girl.
Why can't you call a girl Rat Dean?
It's okay. Fine.
So, if people get in touch with their stories, you're happy to name the rat whatever we say, are you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
This is amazing.
We sort of need a story to kick it off. Do you want to put a provisional name on the rat? Do you
me?
Want to, yeah, a bit more depth? Oh,
I'd rather not.
No. yeah. All right, well, look, we'll throw it out there. We'll let someone kick it off.
Let us know what you want the name of the Radio 1 rat to be. This could take on Greg's Sheepdash easily, I think.
You think?
Scott Mills.
I like that people, like, know so much now. It's just like, oh, hang on, my rat doesn't have a name. I know, I'll call Scott Mills.
Yeah. It's the why that we're interested in as well. We need to know the story, don't we?
What did they do?
I think it's like, maybe you've been wronged by someone. Maybe they were seeing someone else. We're basically here for the stories.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of people giving us names, but we need to know why. What did they do? That's the good bit, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Sarah in London wants to name it after ex-boyfriend Will. Oh, got a new girlfriend from Tinder and they went out for a year. Forgot to tell you about it.
Well, hang on. After they broke up, though.
Yeah, but still not happy about it.
Bitter. Yeah. Well, look, whatever your reasons are, just let us know.
Oh, Adam took his wedding ring off and then went to Butlin Skegness. Yeah, this.
Scott Mills.
And now it's Ask Me Anything. We're about to speak to a very special individual and ask them all the questions we don't know who we're going to be put through to before. They tell us what they do, what their special thing is, and then we ask away. So hello, caller, who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is David Ellis, and I'm a Guinness World Record holder for riding roller coasters naked.
Yeah, yes.
Go on, David.
What's your name, David? Incredible.
See, one of life's special people. David, I couldn't take my clothes off in front of complete strangers. I have an issue even doing it with pets.
Yes, it's not everybody's idea of fun, but it's one of those wacky things where sometimes you just get a chance to do something a bit unusual, and I've done it a few times now.
Sure, how many times?
I've done 5 official Guinness World Record rider attempts and ridden roller coasters naked on 7 occasions over the last 20 years.
Can I ask why?
Some of it is just fun. Some, you know, life's too short. You know, occasionally you just get a chance to do something a bit crazy. And so I've done it. We've also done them for charity fundraisers as well. But it's nice to be a Guinness World Record holder. So why not?
Yeah, why not? I think it's quite liberating, isn't it? What's your favourite naked ride that you've done?
Actually, I think the most recent one was perhaps my favourite. We did it at Blackpool Pleasure Beach in early March. It was about the 2nd of March. I think it was very cold, overcoat weather day. We rode the Grand National roller coaster, which is a wooden racing roller coaster. So there's two trains that race each other around the track. And if you can imagine the scene of two trains full of naked people chasing and racing each other around this track, it was surreal. That was incredibly fun.
Does the adrenaline of it stop you getting cold?
Yeah, when you're on the ride and afterwards, you've got this sort of glow almost from the adrenaline that just sort of pushes it through the system. And it's a bit odd, really, but I wasn't cold on the ride or after the ride, only before the ride.
Yeah, but you don't want to get too excited, do you?
It wasn't that warm.
Right. And David, does the G-force of the ride affect the bits? Like, does it go inside?
It's probably a bigger challenge for the ladies than it is for the men, to be fair.
Why is that?
I think, you know, some of the rides, particularly the one we did at Blackpool, is known for its airtime. What airtime means is it means the negative G-forces lift you off your seat, so you rise up. And of course, you know, for men, that's not really so much of a problem.
Does it not go inside?
No, it's not normally a problem at all.
All right.
You have to be a little bit careful where you land.
Is the cold bar a problem, you know, when it comes down?
Oh, yeah.
Not a problem as such. I'll tell you what is the problem. I guess it's for the ride operators that have to be responsible for putting the lap bars down.
Oh, yeah, because they have to go, they bend right down, don't they?
Their jobs were quite interesting on that event, yeah.
Are they naked as well?
No, the staff aren't naked, just the riders.
When they put the bar down, they're really near to it, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They are indeed very near to it, yes. Yeah.
They have to give it a tug to check that it's safe and everything, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the ride safety is absolutely paramount, so regardless of whether we're doing it as a naked event or any other riding, you know, their job is to make sure that everybody is safe on the ride.
You love it, David.
Oh, it's hilarious! Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, I can tell you, you're living your best life.
He sounds so happy. I think that's the wonderful thing. I've never given this a go, but if it will make me as happy as you, maybe I should.
I mean, certainly doing it has provided a number of laughs and experiences. One of the funniest occasions, I think, was when we did the record at Alton Towers. And all of these naked events happen when the parks are closed, you know, so that's that, you know, the public are protected in that respect. But the naked event that we did there was after the park had shut for the day. And if anyone's been to Alton Towers, they'll know that the park guests leave via the monorail. Now, everybody had cleared the actual park, but if you can imagine the scene, there was 40 people standing there naked directly underneath the monorail track being photographed before riding. and the last guest leaving the park were travelling overhead. You can imagine their sakes. you can imagine the look on their face. Well, I didn't need to imagine the look on their faces. It was one of absolute gobsmacked, stunned questions.
David, thank you very much. Naked Roller Coaster Guy from the Guinness Book of Records, thank you for being on Ask Me Anything.
It was a pleasure.
You are a magnificent person, David.
Scott Mills.
You know our producer, right?
Hmm.
We don't mention him often. I know some shows mention their producers all the time. But, you know, he's a very intelligent man, isn't he?
Yes.
Works so hard on this show. But there are some things in life that just pass him by. Like when we told him that, yes, that is Calvin Harris singing on some of his own tracks.
Yeah, blew his mind. Also, that's loads of songs as well. So, I mean, who did you think it was? That's the crazy thing. Anyway.
Just didn't realise that was Calvin singing on, like, Summer or whatever. Then he heard a chat with Miley Cyrus from Big Weekend and completely refused to believe that this was her voice.
I'm guessing that I like squash.
Do you want to try some squash?
I'm scared. Let me smell it.
Right, strong.
What is it?
Needs to be diluted. That's the thing. Be careful.
I don't get it.
It's just squash, but it needs to be... Now try.
Was it just orange juice?
Yeah, but it's a proper... It's a squash.
I'm done. It tastes like emergency.
I really enjoy it when it goes really low. he did actually think it was a man, Derek.
What? It's not. Miley Cyrus.
When she goes lower tone, like,
I'm guessing quite that I like squash.
Do you want to try some squash?
I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm so obsessed with her voice.
I understand.
there's one thing coming back from the Naked Roller Coaster Guy, which everyone is saying. Well, Lauren Norfolk says, bet no one else thought you'd speak to a world record holder in riding roller coasters naked today. I didn't. And that's why I love this job. Every day's different. Everyone's saying, I've been on those rides. I can picture them at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. This is Kev in Southampton, and also James and Olivia and Josh. One question. Who cleans the seats after?
Yeah, good point.
Because a lot of people have been on those rides, and David's there all naked, you know?
Scott Mills.
Emma!
Hey, Scott! Scott Mills.
Scott Mills?
Yeah, Scott Mills
Scott
here.
Mills. Oh, Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
You're really there on the... Oh, I love you, I do.
Oh, Emma, you sound so happy.
I am so happy. Oh, you're not my heroes in real life.
Oh, stop.
You're speaking to you on the phone in real life.
Yeah, I just spoke to Emma before we went on air, and she was, just to check she was there, and she was like, oh, my God, it's you in real life. It's me in real life.
Oh, I think we need this on a Monday. This is good.
Yes, this is very good.
You're a happy, person. Whereabouts do you live? Yes.
I live in Harwich in Essex.
Okay, and what's your job?
Callamalore, cook.
Are you cook?
Yes, I'm cook at Lime Court.
Okay.
Residential home.
Nice. Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Isn't that really cute, all our residents?
Yeah.
Oh, and you provide all the food. That's wicked. So what, are you cooking at the moment?
No, I've finished dinner service and that's the clean. I've cleaned down.
And do the residents enjoy Radio 1?
Yes, well, I'm in the kitchen. They do like it if I've got it on my phone when I'm doing their orders.
I bet they love it when we play Skepta.
Yeah, we should have a party with them when they're one of their entertainment afternoons.
Yeah, too right.
With Radio 1 on.
That would be wicked. Do you know what? I'd be so up for that, Scott. We should go down. We could DJ one day. That would actually be good fun.
They would love it. I'll try and forward you a video from my Facebook page that they were dancing the other day. It was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
It was on Facebook, but I'll try and button it to Twitter if you get me.
Are you going away tomorrow?
Yes, I haven't booked my flights yet. I've got 4 days off.
Emma, that's stressing me out.
I just need my organisation skills when I get back from work.
Well, where are you going to go?
Back to Calamador.
Oh, Spain.
Yes.
Oh, Chris's favourite place.
Yes. beautiful there. I went there for the first time the end of March for a week. My son Brandon, my youngest, he got it for my birthday present.
Nice. Yes. Oh, you like Spain as well. You like what you like.
You do.
Yeah, and I've never been there before.
Chris likes Spain because he knows what he likes and he sticks to it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Why go anywhere else? Spain's fine.
I totally agree.
Absolutely. Right, this is what I've got for you on Bangers today.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
This is Jet. Are you going to be my girl?
Come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do you?
Yeah, good tune.
What?
Oh, you can have my banger choice today.
What's wrong with my banger?
Nothing. It's a really good song.
No?
No.
Right.
Was this one the first you played on Radio 1? When was this out? That is. You are with me.
Don't even start.
Okay. Emma, you can have that, or you can have my banger choice today. It's Nancy Sinatra and the Audio Bullies.
Nancy Sinatra. When was she out then? Huh? You just hooed my one, and then you're talking about an
I know, and then I realised
actual old age pensioner.
Fine.
Is Nancy still with us?
That's a banger. But you know the song. Bang bang.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Okay, Emma.
The Jets one. Yeah. Sorry, the thing is just come in the kitchen, so I can't talk much longer.
Okay. Go on then.
Yes, Jet. Are you going to be my girl?
Yeah, that's me. All right. Nancy's still alive.
Series 2 is finally here, and we're obsessed with killing Eve.
What have you told these guys my role is exactly?
Join me, Sing.
And me, Naomi. As we analyze every episode and obsess over every single detail.
We'll be serving hot takes, thoughts, opinions, fan theories, love, affection, adoration. You will love it.
And we'll be joined by special guests and celebrity fans.
I do believe them.
Obsessed with Killing Eve. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
I know we ain't got much to say before I let you get away. Be my girl, be my girl. Are you gonna be my girl? Yeah.
What did you just say when that was playing?
That's a banger. I love that.
You forgot. Forgot about it.
I forgot about it. Yeah, what a tune. Great.
That's
shout
Jet.
From you.
Thank you. Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Winning today's bangers and the Ball of Happiness. Emma chose it. We should definitely go and DJ for the old folks at some point.
Great idea.
I think they would love it.
Scott Mills.
Last week, we had Cheryl on the show and she met her biggest fan, Steve. It's actually Chris next door. We don't tell them that. And he's got all the answers about questions to a Cheryl quiz. So he can get in there first. What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet Buster?
Cheryl.
Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. I think I was first.
Okay. No, it was. I think it was Cheryl myself.
Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay?
Gay?
Is your pet gay?
I think so, but I don't know how animals are.
So many people enjoy that. And then we, because we were playing a lot of trails for Killing Eve, you don't watch that, do you?
I think I've seen one episode. I need to commit to it.
You do?
There's so much good TV out at the moment,
there's
though,
so
isn't
much.
It? I just need to sit down and commit.
We were thinking maybe we could do this.
On BBC One.
Hello. Please clearly state the name of the person you wish to be connected to after the tone.
Steve.
Yeah. Been thinking about it over the weekend and got a little trailer for you, which I'm going to try and place in everybody else's shows so that they have to play it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This summer, everyone's favorite superfan,
Steve,
discovers a dark secret. Find out what happens when the superfan gets superfanned.
I love Steve.
Steve?
Steve? Steve? Steve?
The BBC, in partnership with Superfan Productions, presents Killing
Steve.
Why not ride off the back of the success of that show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, did I see you tweet Steve for PM earlier?
Yeah, I've said a couple of these things. I've said Steve for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Steve for PM as well. Just saw a lot of politics recently, thought, actually, wouldn't it be great if Steve was PM? And he would be the master of dealing with all the tricky questions,
yeah,
I
would.
Think.
Can you tell Steve, please, he's got till 5 o'clock tonight to make it known if he wants to be Prime Minister, OK? Yeah.
So if there's support for it...
Imagine if it was like a Paxman interview.
In 11 days' time, you might be Prime Minister. People are entitled to know about you, aren't they?
Steve.
When did you realise that you'd got the wrong answer to the biggest question of our times in politics?
Steve.
You have said earlier that it's very important that people can trust their politicians and their governments. Can I ask you, explicitly, unambiguously, what will the cap be?
Steve.
Scott Mills.
You know that clip we play from a New Zealand radio show where the lady says...
Father's Day is on Sunday.
It's my favourite. And Chris, what day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
It is this
actually
Sunday.
Happening.
Which means we can play this every day.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Also, I'm going to test how well known that actual phrase and that New Zealand radio quiz is. We'll do it next. First, something I've only just found out and it's blown my mind. Did you know, in Love Island, they get a whole day off?
What do you mean they get a day off?
They leave the villa for the cleaners to come in on Saturdays.
What?
Real.
So that's why there isn't... Because there isn't one on a Saturday, is there?
Right.
What do you mean they leave the villa?
They go to the beach, real. But the producers watch them all the time and they're not allowed to talk about anything that is happening in the show. That you've got to talk about
what?
Other stuff.
Well, sorry?
Because
so they can't talk to each other?
They can talk to each other, but they're not allowed to talk about anything to do with, like, love or who fancies who or what, because you have to save it for the TV.
So at that point, they just have to... I can't even imagine what this must look like.
Right. But that they leave the villa on Saturdays and
wow, that's
go
outrageous.
To the beach.
So why is there not cameras on the beach?
I don't know.
And this is all for the cleaners?
Apparently for the cleaners to come in.
See, why can't the cleaners just be on camera as well? Why can't they make that part of the thing? What if one
like
of them gets off with a cleaner?
I would like to see that. Confirmed this morning by Kem on This Morning, the TV show.
Scott Mills.
Hey, you know, we discovered a while back when we had Lewis Capaldi first on the show that he absolutely loves The Climb by Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
It's an underrated classic, that, I think. Tommy's been mentioning it on Love Island.
Yeah, this was when he was talking about Lucy to... what's his name? Curtis Pritchard. AJ Pritchard's brother.
Yeah.
Curtis Pritchard, yeah.
You ever heard the song in The Climb?
Nah.
There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Ain't matter how fast I get there. It's ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
He literally can't stop talking about it.
Yeah. Mm. But who sang it better? Was it Miley?
Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
Or was it Lewis?
I can almost see it. That dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice. Is this the backing track?
You'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is fading.
I think this is the live lounge.
Go on.
Gotta be strong.
How do you know the words?
What do you mean, how do you know the words? It's an absolute classic.
Callum, join in. It's karaoke now.
Here we go.
I know the words.
Oh, it's gonna be another mighty. Oh, it's gonna wanna make it move. And about how fast I get it. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. And about what did it. And about what's waiting on the other side.
Whoa.
It's the climb.
That still gets me every time you play that, you know.
Yeah, so you've got to choose between Miley, him and Tommy Fury, right?
Oh, well, what about Joe McElderry? It's Joe.
Always gonna be another mountain.
It's Joe.
Yeah. Always gonna want to make
Joe.
It move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to
look. Or was it Tommy?
It's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna want to make it move.
I think Joe's my favourite.
Scott Mills.
So this was, when we discovered this from a New Zealand radio show a couple of years ago, it was after I went to New Zealand to see my relatives, and they told me about this clip from New Zealand radio.
Debra, first trivia answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh, ooh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Oh,
like,
I'm not too sure.
Like, the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
Ooh, all I know is Father's Day.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Ooh. Like, the 31st?
Yeah. I just need it in a question form, though. Like, as a question. Like, maybe, like, what day is Father's
Day? What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yeah, so what would the question be?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but... If it was to be a question, it would be, what day is Father's Day? So what
day is Father's Day, right?
Yeah, so the answer's Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you reckon the question might be?
What's the question, mate? Oh, don't know.
You're 90% there. You just need to give me the question. The answer.
Happy Father's Day.
No.
Oh.
If the answer's Sunday, the question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day?
So if I ask you that, you give me that as the question, eh?
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm actually... Do you think everyone knows this?
Well...
I think they do.
I'm not sure everyone does. I think this is something we find funny.
What day is
text
Father's
each
day?
Other
Sunday.
A lot. I worry it's the kind of thing that actually people... When we keep going, Father's Day's on Sunday,
yeah.
Which it is,
yeah.
And we get excited about it, that people don't know where it's from.
I'm actually going to call someone that's texted in the show today at random and just see if they know it. If they listen to the show, then surely they do.
Hello?
What day is Father's Day?
Who is this?
This is Scott Mills from Radio 1, hi.
Oh, hi, I'm very confused.
Yeah, no, that's the idea. What day is Father's Day?
16th of June?
Yeah, but what's the question?
What's the question?
Yeah. Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Is on Sunday.
Oh.
But what's the question?
Sunday.
Yeah. But put it in a question? If the answer is Sunday, what do you think the question is?
What day was it yesterday?
What day is Father's Day?
Sunday.
Yeah, but put it into a question.
How?
I'm going to have to move on.
See, she doesn't know.
I thought everyone knew this clip.
This is my problem. I think that we are loving this week, and it's a very exciting week, but not everyone knows about it.
But all my friends love it.
But she didn't know.
No.
That's my point.
Scott Mills.
Mate, I don't know whether to share this or not. I think it's just a weird thing that I do, but every time Ed Sheeran puts up a picture of him in front of another massive crowd...
Yeah, he does them a lot, doesn't he? Every show he does.
Every show. So it's like every day, sometimes twice. I zoom in and try and count how many people are sort of on the front row... And then try and roughly work out how much he must be earning from each gig. Like, it's vast,
it's
isn't
a lot.
It? And every one of these pictures, he's sort of doing the same pose. He's there in front of the crowd. Sometimes he wears a different shirt or maybe he holds a flag.
Not often.
And it's another stadium, another arena. And I think, God, he could just wipe me out with one of these.
Oh, yeah. 2018's most played artist on radio and TV, despite not releasing any new music in 2018. Still most played.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this? It's Chelsea.
Hi, yeah, it is.
How can we help you, Chelsea?
Well, I was hoping we could get the full version of Lewis Capaldi singing The Climb, because I thought it was really good.
Did you not hear that before today?
No, it's the first time I heard it.
Yeah, it was when we first had him in, and we were talking about doing karaoke, and he just launched into this version, and it started off a bit like, oh, this is comedy, and then it went really good.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Well, that was it.
Definitely should have.
But that was an amazing version of it in its own right. Then we got it done fully, didn't we?
We have got a full version, but we've never released it.
I think you should, definitely.
Yeah, well, that's probably up to Lewis and Miley Cyrus. But we do have it. But I own the only copy. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Right, let me find it. Also, we didn't manage to get Miley and Lewis to duet it at Big Weekend in Middlesbrough because I don't think they were there at the same time. I think it was a diary issue. However, I think they're both doing Glastonbury. So I'll leave that to whoever needs to.
We go again,
it.
As long as we get the credit.
Right, I found it. Here it is.
I can almost see the dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Ain't about how fast I get there, ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
That was even before he was Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, and recorded
before we invented him.
Recorded on two phones. Crazy.
Yes, it was. Remember, one to record Lewis's voice and one to record the piano. That's what happened. That's recorded on two phones.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? It's absolutely. It's an absolute classic.
It's an absolute classic. That would cost us so much money if we had to get that done now.
Also, you reckon John Lewis later in the year for Christmas?
Oh.
So it's got it written all over, right?
Good shout.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. 1.